The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. How are you today?
Very good. How
Sounds
are you?
Sounds like you had your coffee.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
I'm ready to go.
Ready to go. And for the second week in a row, we have Bob Brislin from Bob Brislin Masonry and Construction.
Good morning.
Good morning again. Good to see you.
It's good to see you.
We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years. We are the proud recipient of the Quality Service Award from Century 21 for the years 2010 and 2011. During the week,
feel free to email us if you have a suggestion, if you'd like to hear a topic. Send it to questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Find us on Facebook at the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy. You can view our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, where we also have archive radio shows. The last 2 years, we've been doing this for 2 years. Happy anniversary again.
Seems just like yesterday we got started.
It does. It does. And we also have video of our realtors. Check out our realtors on jruddy.com. Okay, Bob Brislin from Bob Brislin Masonry and Construction. You own your own company. Before that, you did what?
I worked for other masons, residential and commercial masons, for about 7 years before I went on my own.
You've been doing this for 10 years, so total of 17 years you've been
somewhere
doing this.
Somewhere in that area,
okay,
yep.
Okay, all right. So you do a lot of neat, different things. You are not only somewhat of a contractor, but you bring the artistry.
He's a bit of an artist. He loves what he does.
Yes, I do. Okay. I absolutely do.
Okay, so
I love creating things.
Okay,
right.
You're creative. All right, good. And you know, when people do this type of work, that's what they need. They just don't need a square or a rectangle. They need somebody that can see beyond.
Do serpentine sidewalks, all kinds of things to dress up your property.
Last week we were talking about bricks, stonework, all these different things that you do, and you were giving us a little education about the history of the brick, how they used to be made, how they're made now, and now they're more durable because they have more holes or more porous, and so when you're putting the mortar in, it's actually strengthening that brick and holding everything together a lot longer than the older bricks.
Exactly.
Okay. So things don't have to be repointed as often as they used to be.
With the newer brick, that's
right. With the newer brick. Okay. So how about driveways, concrete work in regards to driveways? A lot of people do asphalt because they think it's more economical, they're saving costs, but are they really?
No, in the long run, you're sealing it every couple of years. It will break up, and with the, like we've been talking, the freeze and thaw cycle, it will break up and crack really bad in the winter time, so you have to fix that all the time. Basically, I think the concrete holds up a lot better. It will gray up, and you know, you will get stains from your car, but it'll be there a lot longer than the blacktop. You won't be replacing it as often.
Is there maintenance with concrete?
You can seal it every year if you want to.
Do you have to?
You don't have to. I don't think so. If you do a good finish on it, you really don't have to worry
about
it.
Does that make it slippery when you seal it?
No.
No? Okay.
Not if you have a good rough finish on it.
Yes. So how do you finish it? Do you have to finish it a certain way, or do you do something different?
Me personally, I like a much rougher finish on my concrete, especially in driveways.
Why?
Due to the fact that it's traction, first of all. Second of all, if you put a very fine finish on a driveway or a sidewalk, 3 or 4 years down the road, you're going to have a very flat surface with no finish on it. It wears off. It just does. From basic traffic,
friction,
walking.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So I like to put a very, very rough finish on all of my concrete work. So 6 years down the road, it's still there.
When choosing a contractor, what do people need to be mindful of? You're licensed, correct?
Yes, I'm licensed with the state attorney general. every contractor in the state is supposed to be licensed with the state attorney general. Meaning if a contractor shows up to your house to give you an estimate on work, if they don't have that number posted on their truck, on their business cards, or on their contract itself, they're not a legitimate contractor. You are not allowed in the state of Pennsylvania to be doing work without that number anymore. You have to be registered with the state.
Okay, so people, I'm sure there are people out there doing this kind of work that aren't legit or licensed.
Well, okay. Qualified.
Are qualified. And you seem to be all of the above. Now, how do you feel that maybe they're underpricing jobs?
That's definitely what it is. Okay. They're going around basically underpricing people. A lot of times people like that will take the money, not start the job when they're supposed to. And I don't think a lot of people know this, but in the state of Pennsylvania, the homeowner themselves can get themselves into trouble by not hiring a licensed contractor anymore, because you get flooded in the courts with people going and saying, well, I hired this person to do the job, but at the same time, the reason they're hiring this person is because he's the cheapest price, taking their money and never coming back to do the work.
Well, everybody wants to save, and I'm sure when they're doing jobs, they're getting estimates and they're finding out who's the best. And a lot of times it does boil down to price. I mean, we try not to decide. That's not usually our deciding factor. We weigh all the pros and the cons when we're talking and interviewing people. And
I like to go back and I like to look at somebody's previous work. I like to look at their references, see what they've done.
Which brings me to your website. bob-brislinmasonry.com. You have a lot of great pictures on there showing your work, and it's beautiful work.
Thank you.
And how do you price your jobs? Concrete. Let's see.
Concrete work goes by the square foot. It all depends on how accessible it is to get to it, what I'm taking up. For instance, if I'm taking up an old concrete driveway or just a gravel driveway, I've got to remove material. Then if the truck can get right in, we don't have to wheel it. It can range from anywhere for a sidewalk from $4.25 a square foot up to $7.50 a square foot, somewhere in that range, depending on how hard it is for me to get the concrete to where I need it. Sidewalks generally are 4 inches thick. Driveways are 6 inches thick. They can go anywhere from $5.50 up to $10.50, $11 a square foot, depending again on how hard it is for me to get the stuff out or do what I need to do.
So is that what you would call prep work?
Yes, prepping it to pour the concrete. Basically, if I come to your house and you have a macadam driveway, I need to excavate the macadam driveway and get rid of all that excess material that you have in the driveway, form it, make sure the proper gravel is underneath of it for drainage, and then finally pour it, finish it, and cut the expansion joints like I talked about last week.
So if somebody comes and gives me a price based on the square yard, what do you think?
Run? No, it's by the square foot. Usually they're the people that don't have that license number. They're not insured. Usually, my experience, they're the people that are just looking to get the money.
Okay.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Could the homeowner, to save some costs, do their own prep work, or do you like to do it?
They could do if they wanted to tear out the old macadam or concrete, and usually halfway through it, if they want to do it, they realize, wow, this is a lot more work than I thought it was. It all sounds great, we'll just take this out, but 15 minutes into it, you realize it is back-breaking work.
Yeah.
It's not easy at all.
No.
And then they realize, okay, I'd rather pay him to do it.
Especially in the summertime with that hot sun,
exactly.
Right?
You need the correct machinery. It's not out there breaking your chops.
The proper tools.
That's right.
And a know-how. I mean, you can make anything look easy. I mean, you sell houses.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know the first thing about it. But concrete work, I can do it with my eyes closed at this point, and it looks easy, but that's because I know what I'm doing.
So do you usually give a time frame from when you're doing your estimates and you're doing, going out to visit the property, and you give the date that you're going to start? Are you there that date usually?
I try to be as close as I can, but with the weather.
Yes, it's weather related.
This year especially, it's been really hampering my business because I'm getting basically one day a week of no rain. And when you're putting concrete on the ground, let's face it, it's not cheap. You don't want to be standing there with plastic all day with three guys waiting for it to stop raining or vice versa. So usually what I'll do is I'll put in my contract a start and a finish date, and I'll tell the people, I can't control the weather.
No, you can't.
I will go and I'll prep everything and have it ready. And if I get a nice day, I pour the concrete and do the job. But I will not put the concrete on the ground and watch rain clouds all day long, because there's a lot of money to lose in the concrete.
Well, sure there is. Now, obviously, someone of your caliber doing it for so long has a clientele base, people that call you back, repeat business, referrals. Do you have references that people can check?
Yes, okay. lots and lots. Anything from concrete to retaining walls to stucco work, repointing, parging foundations.
Water infiltration.
Yes, sealing basements. The water retention, keeping the basements dry, parging basements and dry locking them to keep moisture out.
Decorative walls.
Yes.
Fireplaces outside the home.
Exterior fireplaces, yep.
Yeah. He did a nice job on one of our friend's sidewalks. It came out great.
Mm-hmm.
What an improvement over what was there.
Field stone walls.
Love them.
That is always, I love, they're so well known in the Abingtons. Wherever you drive, you can see them. And it's, you know, something that's a part of the Abington landscape up there. And but they're so beautiful and they're stacked.
Done right. They're very beautiful.
Okay.
And I absolutely love that work.
What's the whole trick behind that? I'd love to watch you do something.
Having a feel for it, just being able to. A lot of masonry is having an eye for level. That's basically it. Having a feel for it. It's like anything else. Either you have it or you don't. And it's just one of those things that I really enjoy. And I'm really good and fast at it.
Really?
Yes.
It looks like it takes a lot of time.
It would take me a lot of time, that's for sure.
And either you have it, you don't. Guess what? I don't.
It is exactly what it is. I mean, there's a stone wall that I did. It's got to be close to eight, nine years ago when I first started. It's actually in Troop, next to the Turkey Hill, right in Troop, right across the street, Caddy Corner. And that stone wall has been there for 10 years, hasn't moved once. The only thing that I've had a problem with it is someone drove a car.
Yeah. Okay, well then there's a big problem.
Yeah, they drove a car off her right over the top of it.
Oh my.
Out of her backyard. Oh. I had to go back and replace that, but it still is beautiful as the day I did it.
Okay, so they last?
Yes, if they're done right. Again, okay. If they're done right.
And they don't move?
Last. No, not for years and years and years.
All right, they're beautiful. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're headed towards the break. Before we do so, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. This is a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home that's a bargain. It's located at 312 North Merrifield Avenue in Scranton for only $74,900. This home is in a great location with off-street parking. Everything's been done already. It has new electric, new plumbing, new drywall in the bathroom and kitchen. It also has a very nice yard. So if you're looking for an affordable 3-bedroom, 1-bath, where most of the work has already been done, drive by 312 North Merrifield Avenue in Scranton for only $74,900. And that is listed by Sarah Weiss of our office.
Sarah Weiss has buyers that she's looking for. She's looking for 3 bedrooms, a ranch style or split level style home. And they're looking in the Dunmore area, pre-approved buyers for $250,000 or under. She's also has pre-approved buyers looking in the Scranton area, 3 bedrooms. They do want move-in condition in and around the $120,000 area. And Jason Thomas from our office has 2 FHA pre-approved buyers. One looking for between $60,000 and $80,000, 2 to 3 bedrooms, 1 and 1.5 bath, 1,200 to 1,500 square feet. They're looking for some type of yard, looking in the Old Forge, Riverside, Mid-Valley, Valley View, and Dunmore School Districts. And the second buyer, FHA pre-approved for $70,000 to $100,000, 2 to 3 bedrooms, 1.5 baths, 1,200 square feet with off-street parking. They're looking in anywhere Clark Summit, Old Forge, Valley View, Mid-Valley, or Dunmore areas. And so if you have a house that's not on the market yet, but you're thinking about listing it or selling it, please give us a call, because we do have these pre-approved buyers waiting in the wings. They just can't find what they're looking for. We're going to take a short break now. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. And our special guest, Bob Brislin from Bob Brislin Masonry and Construction.
Good morning.
Good morning again. How do we get in touch with you, Bob?
Please. The best way is my website, bob-brislinmasonry, all one word, .com.
And you have a lot of good information there and a lot of photos of your work and what you do, and you do it all. We were just before the break talking about those field stone walls and how you like to do them, that's your favorite work.
That is my favorite work, is field stone walls.
And you do them fast?
Yes, I'm very good at it.
Okay, and what type of cost would someone be looking at to do a wall like that?
If the wall is there, it just needs to be taken down and redone. You're looking at roughly $10 a square per face foot, okay. Which means you measure the height by the length, and that gives you your times it, and that gives you your face foot, and then you times that by about $10 a square foot.
Okay.
Is what I charge.
All right. Now, retaining walls. What could you talk about? What can you tell me about retaining walls, please?
Another thing with this area, there's lots of hills. I love doing those too. My favorite wall is a VersaLock wall. VersaLock retaining walls are, in my opinion, the best retaining wall you can build for, say, you were holding back a bank. Actually, one of the pictures on my website is retaining. It's retaining an in-ground pool.
Oh.
So they work very well if they're installed correctly.
Okay, so you like working with that type of wall.
Yes, and I am certified in I took the course to learn how to do the VersaLock walls properly.
Okay.
Is there any mortar in those joints? I was always looking at those.
No, and that's the beautiful thing about those the VersaLock wall is they have no mortar, so they lift and they settle with the freeze-thaw cycle like we've been talking about. And if something ever does happen where it falls over or you have to redo it, all you do is take it apart and rebuild it. You don't, like with the old block walls with the mortar in between the blocks, once they broke down, you have to buy the material all over again and redo it. These, you can literally take them apart. They have plastic pins. Take the pins out and put them back together. They're very heavy. They're 80 pounds a block.
Really?
Yeah. So when you start stacking them on top of one another, they're very heavy.
And so any of the water that comes behind it just kind of seeps right through it.
Right. It wicks right through the joints with the proper gravel behind the wall.
When people do call you out to replace a patio that, say, was a slate patio or some type of stonework on a fire pit, a fireplace, they need it rebuilt, can you use the old materials?
Sometimes I can. If it's laid in mortar, usually I can't. Again, with the field stone, there's no mortar involved, so I can take them apart and I can rebuild them. The slate patios, usually they have to be jackhammered out or chiseled out.
So they break and crack,
exactly.
And you can't reuse them.
And usually the bluestone patios or sidewalks, are prevalent in Scranton, those old blue walkways.
Right.
What happens with them is they laminate, which means they basically, from use, you can actually peel them back a layer at a time. When you're taking them up, you can't. There's no way you can reuse
them. Yeah, we've seen some of them. They get real thin.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. And they just basically laminate, and there's hundreds of layers to them, usually from the salt that people throw on them.
Where,
which is a bad thing.
Yeah, that is. Well, we learned the hard way on some
right.
of our
salt
stuff.
Is usually bad for concrete too, right?
Yes, it is. I do not recommend salt on concrete.
It'll what do you it? Recommend?
Yeah, what
I
do
use,
you use?
I use sand.
Sand.
Believe it or not, I use. If you can go get regular Mason sand or the children's sand that you can buy in bags and have a couple of bags for the winter and let the sun do the rest. When it does get warm, you throw down the sand in it and it gives you traction and it doesn't hurt the concrete.
Okay.
Yeah, because we've seen sidewalks that are all skinned and pitted.
Or there's a lot of people that still have wood burners. The ashes from the wood burners
right.
works really well, too.
Right. I've always seen that, too, when I go in and out of houses. What about when there are trees? Trees are, you know, in a lot of neighborhoods around here, and they usually sometimes are near sidewalks. And when they cause a tripping hazard, what do you recommend to a homeowner? Do they need to cut down that tree and get rid of those roots?
You can cut the roots. You take up the sidewalk, cut back the roots, and relay it. Now, it's not saying that it'll never happen again, but it'll take years and years and years for that to happen, for that root to grow back and move it. A lot of people don't want to take their trees down in front of their house.
Right.
Shade.
Tree-lined communities are often, trees are usually a sign of, you know, very nice, affluent, nice neighborhoods.
Right.
Good areas. And so a lot of people in older neighborhoods are very resistant to taking down trees.
Very much so. But it doesn't hurt them by cutting back some of the root system.
Bob, what's the difference or what's your opinion on precast steps as opposed to
hand-built?
Hand-built.
Yes, like a brick set of steps.
Sure.
With like limestone or bluestone caps. Well, the precast steps are hollow, first of all, and they're set basically on the ground, which they can settle and sink, you know, a couple years down the road. Hand-built steps with brick or stone, you have to put in a frost footer.
Oh, you do? You have to put a footer in for them?
Yep. You have to dig down 3.5 feet. You have to put in a footer below the frost level, come up to ground level, and then with block, and then you can face them with either brick or stone, and cap them with limestone or bluestone treads on the steps.
So they look, there's no comparison
no,
in
there's
terms
no comparison.
Of
if you're,
the way
if you're
look.
Looking for the quick, easy, fast fix, the precast steps, but something that's going to add value to your house and make it look 100 times better is the
elegance
exactly,
and appeal and
the
all that.
Stone and brick, yep.
Yeah, there's nothing like it. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Bob Brislin, a masonry contractor. Bob Brislin, Masonry and Construction.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's the difference? Well, there's cinder block and there's
Concrete block.
What are the differences? What are your preferences, please?
Concrete block is basically made of concrete, just what it says. They're a little bit heavier, but that doesn't mean that they're better. They're cinder block or made of cinders, a much more porous block. Me personally, if I was to build an addition on my house and put in a footer or an entire foundation, I would rather the cinder block. And the reason is the same as the brick principle. The cinder block are much more porous in the bottom. So when you actually lay the block, it gets into those pores. The mortar gets into the pores and holds it together much stronger than versus a concrete block. Again, if you took a concrete block and tried chiseling them apart, they would pop apart a lot easier. The other block, you have to basically bust them up to get them to come apart. They do not come apart in one piece. Cinder blocks are a much better way to go. People think because the heavier the block, the better the job. That's not always the case. It's a much better job with a cinder block.
Excellent information, because I did think just what you just said. I thought the opposite.
Yeah, you would think heavier is better.
Right.
And I've taken out many, 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 many block walls, and I would much... Now, taking them out, I would much rather take out the concrete blocks
mm-hmm.
because they come apart easily.
Easier.
The other ones, you have to almost pulverize them to take them out.
Okay.
They don't come apart.
All right. Well, I see you know these things. I wouldn't. How about when you're going to a job and you have an older structure that had brick, red brick,
right.
A two-story home, red brick home, and they want to do an addition or do something with a patio out back and they want to match the brick? How do you do that?
If the house was built within the last 10 to 15 years, it's usually not that hard. Older structures, obviously, they don't make the brick. Like I told you before, we built a sign for my kid's school, And the school wanted me to try and match the brick to the sign to the brick that was on the school.
Makes sense to me.
And the school was built probably about 50 years ago, if not longer, and I couldn't match the brick. So what I had to do was get as close as I could and just something that would fit in there to make it work. The older the structure, obviously, the harder it's going to be to try and match the brick up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you would think so, even with them being weathered and just the discoloration.
Exactly.
Make it next to impossible.
What are the advantages and disadvantages of a structure, a brick structure, a stone structure, in terms of property?
I think it's all advantages. I don't think there's really any disadvantage to brick or stone. There's nothing like it. They're very beautiful, done right. It adds to the value of your home, and it just looks much prettier than siding.
Well, they're fire resistant.
Yes, that's true.
Wouldn't they be, Pat?
Yes, I would think if the house next door catches fire, I want to be in a brick house like the little piggy.
Okay. They cut down on the sound also.
All right, so they're soundproofing, built in.
Exactly. And
it just naturally occurs because of the material.
Much more dense material, yes.
Okay. They're weather resistant. They're low maintenance. I mean, really, when you have a brick home or stone home, you don't have to worry about painting it or really much.
No, just your basic pointing, and that's not like an every year thing. It's 15, 20 years. You may get some cracks in it. You may have to have it repointed, but it's not the same as siding that will fade or wood siding that has to be painted all the time. There's really no comparison to a masonry side of a house, like a brick veneer or stone veneer.
We have vinyl on our house, and it's just, it's newer, and I'm out there the other day power washing it because it's filthy.
And you wouldn't believe how fast the sun will fade the vinyl siding. Within 5 or 6 years, it really fades.
Can you power wash brick and stone?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
You can actually acid wash it if you wanted to.
Yeah, we did that up at the office. The white brick on the building, we washed it, and it came out beautiful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so you have lower utility bills, too, just by using...
Exactly. It's a better insulating material. It's all around better.
And it keeps the critters out, too. You know, the ants or anything can fit through a little crack between
termites.
The boards. Yeah. Termites are not interested in brick.
There's about, the information when I'm doing my research for this show, I came across and some information that indicated in some cases there's about a 35% energy savings when brick or stone is used on a property on the exterior. So that's
much
good
better insulating properties.
Okay. And the resale, as you indicated, and also the research that I did indicated that on a brick home, stone home that sells in some areas, people can realize 5 to 10% difference in resale value. Thank you again so much for 2 weeks in a row and giving us a lot of great discussion and information regarding your masonry work. And how do we get in touch with you, sir?
The best way is my website. It's bob-brislinmasonry.com.
B-R-I-S-L-I-N, masonry.
M-A-S-O-N-R-Y.
.com.
Yep.
Okay, thanks again for being with us.
Thank you for having me in.
Pat?
Yes, I have a listing. I have a 2-bedroom, 1-bath home located in the Manuka section of Scranton. It's on a great corner lot, and it's only $99,000. It's very well maintained. The foyer has a closet when you first walk in. The laundry is in the first floor hall. It has generous sized bedrooms and bath. The dining room has newer wall-to-wall carpet. It has a space heater in the basement, a shed in the yard for storage, and it is large enough for off-street parking. This is a great starter home, or if you're downsizing, take a drive by 137 Davis Street in Scranton, and it's only $99,000.
And my tip today is if you have loose handles or hinges on furniture, cabinets, or doors, you can probably fix those with a few quick turns of a screwdriver. But if a screw just spins in place, try making the hole fit the screw better by stuffing in a toothpick coated with glue or switching to a larger screw. We're out of time. Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker, during the week.
Feel free to email us with any questions at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com, where you can also view videos of our realtors or listen to archive radio shows. And also like us on Facebook at The Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of The Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.